Mišljam da planiramo dvije, sve. Noch ich hilfe sie soll auch hem soll ja für Pass auf Mutterbahn, aber wie soll sie hilfe sie noch ja hem soll ja für Pass auf Autobahn. Mission is said that to make a long story short, I have to summarize the mission in 1 minute, 1 second. What the mission said basically on the Vlamer base was that the Chometz belongs to the Malva. That's what the mission said. The Chometz belongs to the Malva. I mean, even though Bashan the Chometz is the Levis, but in the case of Shehulda, it's the Malva's Chometz. So if the Malva's a Goy, it's Goy Shechometz. If the Malva's here, it's Yves Chometz. That's what the Gemara says. Agam that fundamentally, the Chometz is owed to the... The Chometz belongs to the Levis. But it's the Malva's Chometz. As I state in the Mishnah and the Lamed on the base. Now, the Gemara that you all learned yesterday and today, says three possible lukimtas, why would it be the Malvas? How did the Chometz become the Malvas of the Chometz? The debt was only due way after Pesach. The Gemara says three mahalchim. Let's go over them. Mahalch number one, the Gemara says, is a bayal mafreyu goyva. I want to point out to you that this din that the Malva is koina the Chometz mafreya, is side of the Malvas a goy, side of the Malvas a yid. You will notice, you will realize that the gabi, the din of the mafreyu goyva, what difference if you're a goy or yid, right? Mafreo Grev is a din in the Gvias Choyv, correct? So there's no difference if you're a Goy or a Yid. It's not at the rice of the Kachidish. It's a Sfarah internally in the Gedarim of Leiva. So if there's some reason that a Malve is Lecha to get the Chometz of the Karka before the date of the drawing comes, and we activate the din of Abaya of Kimotis Mane, Belay Pare, Igloy Muslim Affair, there's no reason why it should be done in a Goy and a Yid. That's chapter number one of the Mishnah. Chapter number one of the Mishnah is because of Abaya. Therefore, the Malva always owns the Chometz Hagam that the time of the payment came way after Pesach. We passing like Rava. How does Rava learn the Mishnah? We always passing like Rava. So how does Rava learn the Mishnah? I have a Maisa, how is the Chometz the Malva? The time of payment came much later. The Gemara says two Mahalchim. One Mahalch is a Mahalch called Bachoyev Koyin and Mashkin. And the Gemara says there's two about Behirinoi. He gave it to him. So according to Rava, we have to come out to Nokimto. According to Bayon, we need to Nokimto Mahal. Queen Tabaya, I collected the chametz after 30 days, but it's a mafreya, with all the aggravation of Abaya. Rava says, no, we hold mafreya greva, so you only get the chametz when you collect it. It's way after Pesach. How is it the Malvas bring Pesach? Says the Hirino, he already gave the chametz already right away. What does Hirino help? The Gemara says, stup shotim. Either because of a thing called Bachoyev Koyin Mashkin, there's some sort of mysterious din, that a Bachoyev, when he has a Mashkin, he's not just holding it hostage, he's not just a shomer, but he gets epis akinyan in it. And the second shot, the Gemara says the maskana is me'achshav. The loiver gave it to the malva, and he said me'achshav, it's already yours from now. I have to hit on him shot. You all noticed. I'm summarizing the Gemara now, due to the fact that we're a little bit tight on time. And you also the Gemara. The Gemara came out the maskana that shot number two doesn't work. Why? Because the Gemara says that everybody agrees that a goy is not koyne from a yid mashkin. Only a Yid is. This new fancy, newfangled Xeris HaKosov that you're koina a mashkin is not just a hostage. That's Xeris HaKosov. That's only a Yisrael. A goy is not koina, and therefore it can't be that the pshat in the Mishnah of Nochri Shehevi Yisrael, it's called the Malva the Nochri because there's no kinyan mashkin by a goy from a Yid. So the Gemara made an attempt to learn that the pshat in the Mishnah is because of Bachoy Koina Mashkin. But the Gemara slugged it up from a Braisa, that the Braisa taught us that Bachoy Koina Mashkin was not set from a Yid to a Goy. So the mice at the end of the day were really left with a maskana of the pshat of Be'achshav. So I'm repeating again, the Gemara brought down that there are three possibilities pshat in the Mishnah why the Malva always owns the Chometz and it's either Mutter or Asa. Either it's because of Mafer Graver, good old Abaya, or because it's Rava with Hirino Ela with Bachoyev Koina Mashkin. That doesn't pass the test because Bachoyev Koina Mashkin doesn't work for the case of Nochri Shehova. And the case is a case called Ne'achshav where I gave it to you from now. Those are the three children. Rashi in the Mishnah doesn't say any of them. What Rashi does say is very strange. Talk Rashi. Moz al-chem tu shekrei na Pesach v'ovrol av ha-Pesach. Rashi long, complicated Rashi. It'll go Keseda, let's build. It's a big grade today. I'm speaking to the heart of the subject today. First of all, Rashi in the Mishnah, which of the three Pshatim did he say? He didn't say like Abaya. How do I know he wasn't going with Abaya? He says, Hirina. He says, the guy gave it to him. Bring the Abaya, you don't need to give it to him. Bring the Abaya, my favorite. If you collect the chametz tomorrow, my favorite, retroactively it's yours. From the fact that Rashi said, Hirina, it means he's going with Rava. Made him a kimta. That the second, the goy, or the yid, the malvah, lent the chametz to the lever gave the chametz on the spot. So he clearly is going with Rava, not with Abaya. That's not negotiable, nothing to talk about. Now begins the mystery. Which shot of Rava? Well, let's see. First of all, he doesn't say Bachoyev Kerem Mashkin. Rashi doesn't say Bachoyev Kerem Mashkin. Bachoyev Kerem Mashkin didn't make the cut from Maskanas HaGemara, because Bachoyev Kerem Mashkin only explains why a Yid is Kerem Mashkin from a Goy. It doesn't say why a Goy is Kerem from a Yid. So, A, Rashi doesn't say it, and B, it's not the real Maskanas of the Gemara. What's the real Maskanas of the Gemara? Why the Malva is always Kerem? If you hold like Rava, Behir Vinoy? Me'achshav, because I said me'achshav, I said I'm giving you the chametz from now if you don't pay in the end. Rashi doesn't say that. What does Rashi say? Many of you told me. The whole thing called mechusa gavaina. It's not mechusa gavaina anymore. Sharei etzlei nosan. A new thing called mechusa gavaina. It's not called lacking gvia. Now that's a very nice, it's two Aramaic words. But doesn't appear in my Gemara. In my Gemara, I have a Mefero Greva, I have a Chayv Kerem Mashkin, and I have my Achshav. Rashi comes with a whole new spiel called, it's not Mechusa Gavaina. What does that mean? And Rashi doesn't say my Achshav. He doesn't say Chayv Kerem Mashkin. He doesn't say the two Terutzim of the Gemara, leave it the Rabbah. He brings a newfangled thing called, Loi Mechusa Gavaina. It's not lacking connection. And he doesn't say what that means. And which Gemara is he quoting? I'm going to divide the understanding of Rashi into two parts. I want first of all say what is the Pshat in Rashi, and then we'll see how it stems with the Gemara. There are two problems with this Rashi. One is, how did Rashi learn Pshat in the Mishnah? He says it's a vague zach, Rinoi, and then it's not Mechusa Gavaina. What does that mean? And after we figure out what it means, we'll try to figure out how it stems with the Gemara. The Gemara says it's completely different. We have a double-edged problem over here in Rashi. One problem is, what did he say? And B, what he says is not what the Gemara says. Let's divide it into two parts. In order to explain what Rashi means, when we say tifa 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 zach, that's a third horror in Rashi. Not only doesn't Rashi say b'choy kreina mashkin, and not only doesn't he make no kimtov v'achshov, and not only does he say a weird thing called loy mechusa gavaina, but be'ikar Rashi says something which is a red flag. Rashi says, look at this. The kibun the mutte zimne v'lepare. Igloy Musal Mafreya. We'll put parentheses, the word Mechusa Gavaina Be'etzlein Nelson. Rashi says the Lashon of Abaya. Did you notice? Look at this Lashon. The Kivan, the Motta Zim Nevelay Pare. I'm skipping the words Mechusa Gavaina Namir Levi Shvetzel Nelson. Igloy Musal Mafreya. That's Abaya's word for word. That's Abaya. Rashi, in this Rashi, quotes Abaya. He says, Kivan, by the way, not only he quotes Abaya word for word. Kiva the mother is not the power of the power. Igloy milsa mafreya. That's Abaya, but he doesn't mean Abaya. How do I know he doesn't mean Abaya? He says Hirino. He says you gave the chametz already. Quaint Abaya. I don't need Hirino. So I would say that there's three mysteries in Rashi over here. One is he doesn't say the ukimta of the Gemara that b'chayv kana mashkin, which is an ukimta. The only shtim was Rabbi Yitzchak. A. B. He doesn't say ma'ashov. Second of all, he says a whole thing called Loi Mechusa Gavaina. What does that mean? Third of all, he brings a Lashon of Abaya. Adov Vetzorachi in Mert. Like I said, we're going to first say Pshat in the Rashi in the Mishnah, and then we'll see how it stems with the Gemara. And where did Rashi take this unusual Pshat from? Listen carefully, not to every word. It's clear from Rashi, from the fact that Rashi brings down the Lashon of Abaya, it's clear from Rashi that the reason why in the Mishnah the Malva is koined and it's called the Malva's Chomes before Pesach, either with the Goy or the Yid, is because of Abaya. He says Abaya. He says, Kivan the Mati Zimna Vileparim, Mechusa Gavaina, Navilahevi, Igloy Milsul Mafreya. He says Mefurish, word for word. He says the words of Abaya, of Mafreya. It's not negotiable. So Rashi clearly says that the pshat in the Mishnah is abaya. My favorite. You know, you'll ask him, say, what do you mean? It's abaya. Rava argues. And that's why the Gemara made an ukim tov herino. What I'm going to explain now is that Rashi learned that the pshat in the Mishnah is not a new pshat called me'ashov, and not a new pshat called b'chayv kana mashiv. I know you're asking, the Gemara says, I know that. We'll get to it. What Rashi learned was that the reason why in our Mishnah, the Malv is koinit, is because of the Mafreya Ugoiva. I, Rava, doesn't hold of it. I'm going to explain at length what he means to say. Tiferet. And now we're getting to a heart of the subject that we haven't spoken about till now. And what I'm going to say is, Emes Amidah Shalter of Shadeh. We've been discussing already for almost 2 weeks. Abaya was Mechadash Azach, called Mafreya Ugoiva, one of the most astonishing chidushim that left everybody mouths open. The Nesivis, the Shimon, what is this? Why in the world should the Malva get it from now? Rava, I said the first day of this man, I'm saying it now, Baruchas Golo. Rava didn't say, I don't know what you're talking about. Whoever heard such a thing. That's not what he said. What did Rava say back to him? Rava said back to him and said, I hear. No. Since the guy would have had money, if he wanted to, he could buy him out and not let him collect. It's not called Mafia Rava. What about the time in the Bible? He didn't say, I don't understand you. He didn't say, I don't know what you're talking about. He didn't say, why in the world should you get it from today? He didn't say any of that. He set up as a taina. What is this taina of if you have money? Want to be marked very, very tiferet. What was Rava's dingarai abaya? And then we'll bring it home to Rashi. There are two ways to learn shot. Why Rava argued on abaya? I'm saying poshuk shot. Listen carefully. Tifazach. One way of learning why Rava argues in Abaya and says, you Abaya come along and say that Be'etzem, I have a Bailus from day one. Why do I have a Bailus from day one? You have a Bailus from day one. A Malva has a Bailus in the object from day one. Said Rava, this is what I'm going to say now. Said Rava, a Bailus for it. Something that somebody can buy out, felt in Bailus. Something that somebody can buy out, felt in Bailus. Something that somebody could buy out. Somebody, it means, that's not called Bailus. There's a criteria for Bailus. Bailus is something which somebody could take away from me. A Zach, which somebody could get away from me. For example, the guy will pay cash, you're not going to get the hummus. The guy will pay cash, you're not going to get the land. That's not Bailus. That means, Rava said a very lumbish taina in Gidre Bailus. In order for something to be called ownership, that's not ownership. There's a criteria called ownership. And Rava and Abaya have a machlek. What's called ownership? By the way, that's the Lashon of Rav Shimon. What's called ownership? Is it ownership or is it schus? What is such a thing? Well, that's what Rav Shimon said. The Rav Shimon that I printed out for you, Rav Shimon said, how do I look at such a thing? Is that called Bailus? A Zach, which I have. By the way, again, I'm repeating again. Mother didn't argue on the fundamental reasons why Abaya said it's yours. He came from left field. He came from a Zayt to Gittain. He said, I hear. Everything you said is true, that there's a good reason why it's yours, because you have a Shibut, etc. But that's not called Shaloi. That's not called Bailum. A zach, which somebody affects the Bailus. It's a lack in the quality of Bailus. Lamaisa, that's not called you own it. And by the way, the had a machlekes, I would say in the following nusach, the this pshat, of what standard of ownership do you need to be called an owner? I'll say it even better. What level of control do I need over an object to be called an owner? My rabbi say, if that's the pshat why Rava argued on Abaya, then Rava in a million years will never be moida to Abaya my favorite Rava. Because since you can always pay money, sell Bailus. I want to repeat again. If that was the pshat why Rava argued on Abaya, Mevra Abaysai, so then never will Rava be made to Abaya, never. Because you always have an opportunity to pay money. And the opportunity to pay money, it means, not means, creates, that it's not 100% yours. It's not in Bailus. You don't have complete control over it. Get it? It's a lack of control. It's a lack of Bailus. It's a lack of Shlita. So then there's no way in the world, that any case in the world, you find me, that is maskim. That's not, if that's what Rava argued, which is, by the way, a very gishmak of shat, which is the Shatav Shimon says. If Shimon said, he came along and said, a schus it is, a kinyan, it's not, that's not called, you own it. It's fallen by us. So then there's no reason in the world that Rava will ever be moida. Rashi learned Rava differently. Rashi learned that Rava's taina was a different taina in Gansin. What are you saying? You, Abaya, came along and said, whatever you said, today you have a siva that the thing is yours already because you have a right to collect it, and the right to have a collect gives it yours already, etc., 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 etc. Everything that Rabbi said, Rabbi knew, Rabbi agreed to. Just Rabbi said a very, very balbata shataina. Rabbi said that this option of collection didn't happen yet. It's a farshat. It's still a farshat. Who says it's going to happen? It's a farshat. Who says it's ever going to happen? Maybe yeah, maybe no. So I can't go ahead and say that the thing already is agitzol, the thing already is paid, it's already in my hands, when it's not clear whether it's ever going to happen. The guy could pay. So who says it's ever going to happen? Who says it's ever going to reach your hands? There's a chance it'll never reach your hands. So it's not cool to reach your hands. I'm repeating. He wasn't saying a qualitative part in what level of ownership do you need to be called an ownership. The first shot is that an argument in Hilchos ownership. What level of ownership and control over an object do I need to be called an owner? No, that's not what he said. What he said was, he said an internal vart in Lemafreya who gave it. You're telling me that there's enough over here to say that I have it already? It's not enough over here to say I have it, because you don't have it yet. And there's a lot of things that can still happen. Does Ayon Chab the difference between the two arguments of Rav and Abaya? The first argument is not a machlekes on Lemafreya who gave it. The argument is, okay, I hear you. You're 100% right. We got maximum Lemafreya who gave it. But it's not bailus because of an outside swara. The second svar is what I call an internal svar on Lemafreya Hugoiver. You don't have enough to say Lemafreya Hugoiver because it didn't happen yet. It might never happen. Says Rashi. What happens in a case where it happened already? One second. I made a Guvaina. I'm not Mechusa Guvaina. So I already collected. It happened. I'm Loi Mechusa Guvaina. And I'm used to a beautiful lashon of Rashi because nothing better than Allah. V'nasun etzloi. It's banu. Oh, it's already by you? The Gviya happened already? No, boss. You can get out of it. You can get out of the Gviya. You can undo the Gviya. That Rava didn't argue on Abaya. So if the argument why Rava argued on Abaya, my Rabbi say is because very nice, you have it and you did a Gviya, it's all good, very well. But Lamaisa, Bailos requires 100% control. So I couldn't care less whether you collected it, you didn't collect it, you did collect it, you didn't collect it. Das ist nicht kein Bailus! Robert said a word in Bailus! That's not called Bailus! That's not called Bailus. I have a different standard of ownership to be called an ownership. According to the second shot, he didn't hold that the etzim zach that you could be called an owner on something that you don't have 100% control. He agreed. Just he said, why are you, Abai, saying you already have it already? Because you have it already, you don't have it yet. Have it, you don't have it, because there's a reasonable chance that the guy's going to pay money. You'll never get it. What about a case where he has it already? He's not Mechus HaGavayna. It's Muslim Etzloy, says Rava. There, I didn't say my taina. I am a Isa. Yeah. I can go pay money, yeah. But the paying of the money will be machkia on the situation. But the situation, Kimoisha, who is that the Gevira was finished? I did a Gviya. No, boss. Pay money, I'll undo the Gviya. That Rava didn't argue on Abaya. See, if Rava argued on Abaya because he said any situation where the guy has a way of getting out of it, that's not called you the Bailim, like Rav Shimon says, you're not Bailim. Okay, so what's the difference? He made a Gviya, he didn't make a Gviya. It's by him, it's not by him. I'm going to play on the words Nasun Etzle. It's by you, it's not by you. Who cares? That's not what Rava said to Abaya. Rava agreed that a guy could be a Bailim even though there's a way of getting out of it. Because Rava said, listen, nothing happened yet. There's a long way still till the Gviya is going to be called a Gviya. What happens if the Gviya happened already? No, boss. Yeah, I have the rights to go take money and be mafkia the Gviya, to undo the Gviya. That Rabbi Gvita Bai already does, yeah. That already, Rabbi didn't argue only as long as it's not in the Rishos of the Malva. So Abaya said that it's, what you want to say now, I'm eating on a Knech. Abaya said that it's oymid to go into the Rishus of the Malva is enough to make it yours. Rabbi said, no. That it's oymid to go into the Rishus is enough to make it yours. It has to be in the Rishus. I am Isa, the guy could still pay money. That doesn't bother me. That never bothered me to begin with. So as long as it's by you already, Rabbi argued and said that Azach, which is oymid to go into my Rishus, that's not enough to be a Mafreo Graver, because Verzok, Ilu. But a Zach that's already buying me, Robert, we stand by that it's enough of my favorite driver. I'll ask me and say, but the guy could still pay. It depends on what Robert Steiner was. If Robert Steiner was that the fact that you could still pay is a reason to see, and that you're not going to buy them, then I said nothing's going to help you. It's for you. It's not for you. You collected. You didn't collect. Who cares? But if Robert Steiner on a buyer was, rather you're right, but you're overdoing it. It's not there yet. What happens if it's there? It's not so you're not Machus Gavina. Robert was made to a buyer, and that's why, slowly, Rashi and the Mishnah brought down that the reason the Mishnah is because of Abaya. It's because of Abaya. I'll ask me Abaya, Rava argues, but when it's not Mechusa Gavaina, it's Nosan Etzloi. When it's not Mechusa Gavaina, it's Nosan Etzloi, Rava agrees to Abaya because the reason why Rava deemed on Abaya was because it didn't happen yet, not because he felt in the Bibles. 1 minute. If you'll ask me, 1 minute. If you'll ask me, how did Rashi know this incredible pshat? Who told Rashi this pshat? Who gave Rashi the liberty to say a massive shtikul Torah in why in the Mishnah Rava was murdered to Abaya? And then Rashi had to redo why Rava argues in Abaya. By the way, I'm saying two worlds why Rava argues in Abaya. Shimon says Rava argues in Abaya, says such a situation can't be Bibles. And the pshat that I'm saying is that Rava argues in Abaya because of a small internal technicality yet, that he said, Rebbe, you're overdoing it yet. It didn't happen yet. You know where Rashi took it from? From yesterday's Gemara. The Gemara answered, what do you do with Rava? What do you answer? Herinai. He gave it to him. Correct Rashi, oh, he gave it to him? And then what? Bachar Kuna Mashkin? They left it for the notes on the bottom of the article. A Machshov? Doesn't say. Where it says, Herinai! What am I supposed to do with that? Zok Rashi, the answer is, he gave it to him, it's not Mechusa Gavaina. Period. That was the answer. The way that Rashi knew that the terrorist is not Bachar Yukarna Mashkin. The terrorist is not Achshav. Just because the Gemara didn't say it. The Gemara said, Herina, I gave it to you. Rashi, what's the terrorist? So from there, Rashi built this whole tower that Herina means I gave it to you. And once I gave it to you, it's not Mechusa Gavain anymore. And once it's not Mechusa Gavain anymore, Rav is made it to Abaya, because the only reason why Rav deemed that Abaya was because he didn't get it yet. It's not by you yet. Don't be so quick. It didn't happen yet. Here, anyways, why me? It happened already. Then Rava's made it Abaya, because there's no taina. Oh, I could get pay money and then updo what I up where I did. That's Nifla Marila Mitash Torah. That's where Rashi built his Yisrael from. One second. So now begins the problem. That's beautiful. That's Nifla Marila. That's where Rashi in the Mishnah. That's where Rashi in the Mishnah brings down the Lashon of Abaya. That's where Rashi in the Mishnah brings down Mechusa Gavaina. And that's what Rashi Mishnah brings down Herina. Herina, it means, it's not Mechusa Gavaina. I collected it already. Rava's Moida. And that requires an entire new renovation of what Rava argued on Abaya Kibbutz. Now we start. So we'll start from scratch now. Why then did the Gemara say, Bachar Kana Mashkin? If it's not the Teretz, why are we going to why talk to the Gemara say Bachar Kana Mashkin? Slowly. And this scratch has a double-edged sword. The double-edged sword is, watch. If you're telling me that Herina does the job because you're not Mechusa Gavaina, and that's why Rashi didn't even bother mentioning in the Mishnah Bachar Kana Mashkin, so why did the Gemara bring Bachar Kana Mashkin? Me'idach, if there is Bachar Kana Mashkin, what do you have to come on to Mechusa Gavaina for? Just say Bachar Kana Mashkin. This is a double-edged sword. One kashi is that, so why did Bachar Kana Mashkin? You told me the answer is Herina. He gave it to him. He's not a Mechusa Gavaina. It's by him already. What do you have to come on to this newfangled thing called Bachar Kana Mashkin? And if anyway you have to come on to Bachar Kana Mashkin, which means that you're koined, it's what you have to come on to Mechusa Gavaina for. Tell me better. Tell me I was koined already. Rabbi Zeno taught us as follows. First of all, question number one. If the answer is Herina, if the answer is it's not Mechusa Gavaina, if the answer is that Rabbi's made it by when it's already by me, why Rava argued on Abaya? Did he argue like Rav Shimon with a new shot? So why did Rava bring him Bachar Kana Mashkin? It's here, he gave it to him, it's by him, and goodbye. Someone said for Rav Asher, he said it to Rav Asher. If you don't hold Bachar Kana Mashkin, Rabbi said, so what does it mean I gave it to you? You gave me a Mashkin. So what are you on this Mashkin, by the way? Yerushalayim Mechina, Yerushalayim Socha, whatever the din is by a Mashkin, by the way. But that's not cool, you made a Gvir. You didn't collect it yet. Haloshitas Rashi is that like Rava, the tiny that Rava had on Abaya was, nothing happened yet. It's 30 days. You didn't make a gviya yet. If you would, make a gvir, if I can call it. What's this line? Nosun etzvoy. It's already by me. Said Rav Asher, Rashi held that if you don't have a bachor koyin and mashkin, so it's not called nosun etzvoy, it's not called by me. I'll say it better. There's no difference if you give it to somebody else to be a shemachinam or to, by you. You happen to be punkt shemachinam. That's cool. You made a collection. Let's say the lever would give it to somebody else to watch. He'd take his watch, his Rolex, and he would go give it to somebody else to go watch it. So obviously it's not called the gvir happening yet, right? It's by somebody else. And punkt, because he gave it to the malva, that's called the gvir happen. The malva didn't have any gvir. It doesn't have anything in yet. Said Rashi, Balchoyt Koine Mashkin says, I already have rights in it. I already have epis opinion to make a gvir from it. It's not just an arbitrary shemachino shemasafa. It's grounded by me. It landed in my garage. I already have rights in it. Balchoyt Koine Mashkin means, the lashon that the Achronim says, I have a kinyan legvir. I already own it, legabi, the right to make a gvir. If I have something in it, the word something is very vague. I know that. I'm going to leave it vague for today, okay? I already have epis in it. It didn't just land by me, but that I have epis in it. I said yesterday, I'm chayav ben oinsin already. It's by me already. That's called nosan etzel. That's called it's by me. So if you'll ask me, if anyway the teretz is herinoi, so why bechal do you call it machar kremashkin? The teretz is tiferet. Because the mile of herinoi is that it's called loy mechusak gavainer, that it's called etzlei nosan. Stam that you dump the mashkin, by the way, doesn't make it nosan etzel. It's not called it's by me. So for that, I need Balchoyev Koine Mashkin. You'll ask me the other way around and say, okay, but once anyway, I have to come on to Balchoyev Koine Mashkin. So let that do the job. What I have to come on to Abaya for? What if I say that Rav is Moedet to Abaya? If Saib is that you have to come on to Balchoyev, am I missing my Manashach? If, in order to get Abaya off the ground, I need the Mechusa Gavayna. And Mechusa Gavayna requires Balchoyev Koine Mashkin. But once you have Balchoyev Koine Mashkin, what do I need Abaya for? What do I need my prayer for? Just tell me Balchoyev Koine Mashkin. The answer is Rashi holds. Balchoyev Koine Mashkin doesn't mean it's mamash yours. Balchoyev Koine Mashkin is not enough for chametz. Balchoyev Koine Mashkin doesn't mean you own it. Balchoyev Koine Mashkin means that you have a kinyan in it to make a collection from it when the time comes. But you don't own it yet. Balchoyev Koine Mashkin doesn't mean it's yours. Balchoyev Koine Mashkin doesn't mean that it's mamash yours. See, here we walk a gesher tsar ma'oid. Mitzad echod, without Balchoyev Koine Mashkin, the herino has no meaning. Mitzad sheni, the Balchoyev Koine Mashkin itself can't do the job, because Balchoyev Koine Mashkin doesn't make it yours. The Balchoyev Koine Mashkin makes it into Leka, Chusa Gavayna, and Nelson Etzloy. So if I ask you, why did Rashi bring down Balchoyev Koine Mashkin? Why did Rashi bring it down? Why did Rashi bring it down? The answer is, because that's a prat, that's a detail. The answer is, Herinai! The loy mechusa gavayna, the nosan etzloy. You'll ask me, why is it not mechusa gavayna? So one track is, because of Balchoyev Koine Mashkin, it's in the notes on the bottom. Rashi says, look at the Gemara later on, you'll figure it out yourself. The Rashi not here to supply Maratzim who learned two lines in El. Yeah, Rashi's here, you'll see, you'll check up, you'll see why, what makes it mechusa gavayna. But Rashi's, by the way, Rashi's not worse than the Gemara. The Gemara said, Herinoi. Without saying Balchoyev Koine Mashkin, why does Rashi have to be more than the Gemara? The Gemara didn't say Balchoyev Koine Mashkin. The Gemara said Herino. It's not Mechusa Gavayna. You want to know what makes it not Mechusa Gavayna? Because Balchoyev Koine Mashkin, because you already have something in it. It's not just fell off a truck and landed in your backyard. That's Niflamoid. Why do you have a Freya? Because otherwise it's not yours. I just finished saying that Balchoyev Koine Mashkin is not enough to make it yours. It's just a kinyan. You have a right to make it via tomorrow. It's not Balchoyev Koine Mashkin is not enough to make it yours. That it's called your chametz. Balchoyev Koine Mashkin is an upgrade in the Zach that you have Epis Akinyan Legabi collecting the Chayv tomorrow, which we'll talk about more in the coming days. Mitzvah. One second. I want to stop here for a second. That's how the Gemara merges with the Rashi. Now you're all going to be asking, what about my Achshav? Right? What about my Achshav? That's the Maskana. We'll get to that soon. I want to stop here and say three horrors. I have three Mekoyrus to this Pshat. What I'm going to say now is Dvorim Nifloim Ad Moid. Number one, I just said, the marker to all this magnificent picture is the Gemara said Herino without saying Balchoyev Koine Mashkin. It means Balchoyev Koine Mashkin is a prat. Balchoyev Koine Mashkin is a klinchik of detail of why it's called not Mechusa Gavayna. Number two, I want to show you a shocking Rashi on Lamed Aleph on the base, who says everything I just said in the Mefurish Mamish. I was cheating a little bit because I wanted to make it dramatic, but it's Mefurish Rashi. Look at Rashi, Divya Maskal Leikasha, the end of the Rashi. Please turn to the Lamed Aleph on the base. If you don't have a Gemara, looking with your neighbor. I was going to say your friend, but not that. Yeah. What? In the mirror, everybody's fence is every elephant is still under the hashpah of the mirror camp. But we're off. Yeah? Nice, I said. When I said in my drasha now that there's a fire burning, I meant by us. Just I didn't want to get personal. But as I said also, I meant by us. Yeah? Look inside. Divya Maskel, look Kasha, please. Okay, if I can trouble you. I'll show you a Dovah now. At the end of Rashi, he says, V'Yisroel Shehilva, the end of the Rashi. V'Yisroel Shehilva, Yisroel, that money. Pligi, this is a machlekes. Manda also, one of holds that it's Jewish chametz, Kivan Sheherino, Balchoyev, Koina Mashkin. When I was your age, I fainted on this Rashi. Rashi says, if I hold Balchoyev, Koina Mashkin, Yisroel Shehilva, right, without me achshav. So then what? We don't say Mikan Alaba. You guys understand Lashon HaKodesh? What's Rashi saying? When you have Bachlav Kohen HaMashkin, we don't say Mikan Alaba. What do we say? What do we say? What's Rashi talking about? Rashi is to say Bachlav Kohen HaMashkin. So it is. Rashi is to say Bachlav Kohen HaMashkin. It's yours. Rashi says, that's our convoluted Rashi. Here's our Rashi. If you have Bachlav Kohen HaMashkin, then we don't say Mikan Alaba. What's the name of Mikan Alaba? Bachlav Kohen HaMashkin means Bachlav Kohen HaMashkin. Statement for in Rashi that Bachoyev Kohen HaMashkin doesn't make it yours. All it does is it fixes the problem. I don't say Mikan Alaba. It's not for Rashi. That's not a deal. It's a for Rashi. What's Rashi saying? That Bachoyev Kohen HaMashkin makes it that we don't say Mikan Alaba anymore. What type of convoluted Rashi is that? Bachoyev Kohen HaMashkin, this is my comments. Have a good day. Sol Shalom Nachri. Say to Rashi, no. You know what Bachoyev Kohen HaMashkin does? It does one thing and one thing only. Bachoyev Kohen HaMashkin says that Rav is Moedah Tabayah, we don't say Mikan Alaba. Because over here he's Moedah, because it's not Mechusa Gavayna, that's Rashi, Emes, Lamita, Shel Torah. And now we get to the grand finale of this part. Not this man, by the way. Sorry. I'm sorry for coming back Sunday. I apologize. It caused so much sour to so many Eden. Yeah. You listening? The grand finale is a Dover Nifla Lamita Shel Torah. The Gemara on top of the Brisa. Watch what I'm going to say now. You're not allowed to listen. You get up and dance what I'm going to say now. When I was your age, I decided I'm staying here. I'm still here because of this work and many others. Listening, not listening. The Brisa brought down a Brisa. That, not listening. The Raisa brought down a Raisa where if a Yisrael lends to a Goy, this Machlek is with a Machlek Kohen HaMashkin, right? And if a Goy lends to a Yid, everybody agrees that what? Not Kohen. There's a Raisa that says that when Yisrael lends to a Yid, this Machlek is with a Machlek Kohen HaMashkin. When a Goy lends to a Yid, everybody agrees a Goy is not Kohen HaMashkin, correct? That's a major problem in this Rashi, in this Raisa. So the Raisa talks about, is Bachoyev Kohen HaMashkin or not? Let's see. When Yisrael lends to a Goy, to what? It's Machlekes. When a Goy lends to a Yid, Kuli Yalma Sabi, that what? That a Goy can't be Kohen HaBriyid. That's the Raisa. That's why the Raisa of the Raisa says, Yisrael Shehovah, the Nachri, it's Machlekes. And the Sefer that says, when the Nachri is over, everybody agrees it doesn't work. That's, I want to frame that Raisa, okay? Now that Raisa is talking about Me'achshav, yes or no? No, it can't be. It's talking about Me'achshav, would there be a difference between a Goy and a Yid? No. That Raisa is discussing exclusively which topic? Which topic? So you sold to a Goy's Machlekes, top Raisa, and a Goy agreed, everyone agrees on good. In fact, Rashi, the obvious Kasha, that this Raisa is not like who? Not like a buyer. Why is it not like a buyer? Together with Machlekes Kohen HaMashkin. What happened to good old what? I'm afraid of Goyva. The guy went ahead, collected the chametz afterwards, Shalom HaYisrael. What does Rashi say on the top Rashi? Kuliyam Mikan Lahabo Goyva. Rashi says, you're right. This Raisa is not like a buyer. Because if you hold like a bayel, it's mafreya u'goyva. Who cares what the bachor is? Kind of the mashkin, not kind of the mashkin. When he goes and collects the chametz, he goes mafreya. That was his. Says Rashi, this is kuli alma. This entire brisa doesn't hold like a bayel. First Rashi on top. Tesis is the kash on top. Tesis. He says, what's a bayel going to do with his brisa? A bayel is mafreya u'goyva. First brisa, you don't mafreya u'goyva. The brisa says bachor is kind of, bachor is not kind of bayel. He's not kind of. Forget about the bachor being kind of the mashkin. What about what? What happened to good old mafreya u'goyva? Says Tesis, what's Jace that called? This price is not talking about Mefeo Graver. Why? You only have a Mefeo Graver when what? When you have a Mefeo Graver, only when what? You only have a Mefeo Graver when you go collect the Chavetz. We did it say in this price you went and collected it in the end. It said in this vase you went and collected in the end. It said in this vase you went and collected in the end. It doesn't say you collected in the end. I say shtei toises on top. This vase has no shas b'chol to buy a rova. You're right. This vase is clearly a machlekes. It's a malfei koni the mashkin. Yisrael, goy. What about malfei goy? What happened to good malfei goy? He says, what do you mean? There's no malfei goy over here. Who says the guy collected the chometz in the end? It says over here you collected the chometz. A guy gave him chometz as a mashkin. You're koni. You're not koni. In the end, you didn't collect it, and then you paid money. So what's Shreya? Rashi. Who told Rashi that we're talking about a case you collected? Maybe the machlekes is b'chol koni mashkin or not. Who told you collected in the end? Who told you about a case we collected? What's Rashi saying? It's Shreya and Abaye. Rashi says, Kuliyama, everybody holds like Rava. Where's the Abaye? Maybe we're talking about a case you didn't collect the chametz in the end. You gave it as a mashkin in the end. You didn't collect it. The answer is, because according to Rashi, Balchayv Koina Mashkin itself is never a reason why it's yours. Balchayv Koina Mashkin is only a reason why Rava was made at Abaye. And why that Abaye? It always has to be that you collected it in the end. So Rashi knows that the Bais is talking about you collected in the end. Because if you didn't collect it in the end, Balchayv Koina Mashkin is not going to help you. Because all Balchayv Koina Mashkin does is it makes a Namachos and Gavayne, and then Rava's made the Abaye. But in order for Rava to made the Abaye, it has to be that in the end you collected. If you didn't collect it in the end, there's no Abaye. So Rashi had Shreya, I don't understand you. You have a Bais that talks about Balchayv Koina. What does Balchayv Koina help? Bachayev Koina doesn't make it yours. Elamai. Bachayev makes it not Mechusa Gavayna. And then Rabba's Moedet Abaya. Oh, Rabba's Moedet Abaya. You have to have that he collected in the end. Abaya only said it's good when you collect the Chametz in the end. He collected the Chametz in the end. So what happened to Abaya? Who told you we're talking about he collected Chametz in the end? Maybe the reason over this is because Bachayev Koina Mashkin without collecting Chametz in the end. Rashi, you have it right. Rashi held the Shitosa that Bachayev Koina Mashkin doesn't make it your Chametz. All Bachayev Koina Mashkin does, it makes them not Mechusa Gavayna. But at the end of the day, the reason why it's called your Chametz is because of Abaya. Because Rav is Maida Mafrei Ugoiva. Rav is Maida Mafrei Ugoiva. For that, you have to have that. You collected the Chametz in the end. Fact Rashi, if you belt this Bryce for sure is talking about where you collected the Chametz in the end, what happened to Abaya? Where did Abaya disappear to? Alamai Tarai, the Kuliyama, everybody holds. We kind of love all Ugoiva. So it's before Shirashi, Lashitasai. That Bachayev Koina Mashkin did not make a kinyan on the Chametz. Bachayev Koina Mashkin, all it did was it caused that Rava was moided to Abaya. Without Rava was moided to Abaya, Abaya only said it's dinner of Abaya Goiva, only in the case where you collected in the end. Said Rashi, you had to be you collected in the end, because if you didn't collect in the end, the Bachayev Koina Mashkin itself doesn't do the job. All Bachayev Koina Mashkin does, it makes it that's not Mechusa Gavayna. But why does it become yours? It's not Mechusa Gavayna. Very good. Because my favorite Goiva is only when your mother's mind of the Bari Vole Pari. Elamai, you collected in the end. If you collected in the end, what's a buyer going to do with the price? You don't need a machayev koina mashkin. The answer is, it's not a kabaya. But Tosis held, not like that. Tosis obviously held that machayev koina mashkin is an independent reason why, what? Why, it's your chametz. So the minute that the price said machayev koina mashkin, it doesn't have to be talking about where I collected it afterwards. So it's not a riot against the buyer. We have a world war between Rashi and Tosis. What was the teretz of Hirinoi? Rashi learned the teretz of Hirinoi was Hirinoi. You're not Mechusa Gavayna. The Bachayev Koina Mashkin itself is not the teretz. Bachayev Koina Mashkin doesn't supply the goods. All Bachayev Koina Mashkin does is it takes away Rava's taina on Abaya. And Rava is masking to Abaya. If Rava is masking to Abaya, it has to be talking about a place where in the end you collected it, because that's an axiom, that's a rule, that's an iron rule. Abaya only said his din where you collected it in the end. So Rashi said, I understand you. What's Bachayev Koina Mashkin? Bachayev Koina Mashkin itself said Rashi doesn't make it your chametz. Elamai Bachayev Koina Mashkin takes away Rava's tain on Abaya, he's moided Abaya. But at the end of the day, why are you moided Mafreya? Mafreya means you collected it. If you collected it, so what do you have to go on to Bachayev Koina Mashkin? What happened to Abaya? Abaya can't shtim with the Braisa. Taisis held, not like anything I said today. Taisis held, the Bachayev Koina Mashkin itself makes it your chametz. For Taisis, what about Abaya? Zok Taisis, who's talking about Abaya over here? Who says he collected the chametz in the end? And therefore, this price says, no shaykhaz tamachlik, it's Abaya v'rova. For Rashi, you learn that Bachayev Koina Mashkin is only a prat in the Hirinoi. Bachayev Koina Mashkin is only a way of making it not Mechusa Gavayna. Bachayev Koina Mashkin is only a reason why Rova was moided to Abaya. So Rashi had a catastrophic kasha. If you're handling Bachayev Koina Mashkin, it means that you collected it in the end. Otherwise, Bachayev Koina Mashkin won't help you. If you collected it in the end, what's Abaya going to do with this price? There it is, it's not like Abaya. That's MS La Mita Shel Torah. Is that clear? You got that? Got that with me? What? Michael? Why you look so tish about Dick? What? Okay. You used to dance differently when you were younger. I got your old man. About to move the feet. Okay. So that's the Lishitosa of Rashi and Tosfos. What did Bachoyb Kohen Mashkin Tuif in the Gemara? Was it an independent teretz of saying Bachoyb Kohen Mashkin, therefore it's the Bachoyb's? Or Bachoyb Kohen Mashkin sets up a whole cycle of Lemuchus the Gavayna, the Etzloy Nelson, and therefore Rav is Moedit Habaya, but at the end of the day, the reason is because of my favorite grave, like Rashi says explicitly in the Mishnah, and I'm not off of it, I read you Rashi. The loyal Rivan! Mikan Labor Goiva. We don't say anymore Mikan Labor, we go back to Mafreya Goiva. Now, the minute you go back to Mafreya Goiva, it has to be that you collect it in the end. If you collect it in the end, then you kinch them with a Maya. That's Niflumi. So we have a world war over here. What was the Gemara's Teretz? Now, you're all going to ask me what Tais is going to do with the Dik of Hirinoi. The Gemara didn't say Bachayev Kayna Mashkin. Nishkefalach. It's a deal. Oh, what share now? All that's good is Bachayev Kayna Mashkin. But the Gemara knocked up Bachayev Kayna Mashkin for the Mishnah. Why the Gemara knocked up Bachayev Kayna Mashkin for the Mishnah? The Mishnah is talking about a Goy, and a Goy doesn't have a Kinyan Mashkin. So what the Gemara move over to? Oyvei, Me'achshav is Me'achshav, Me'achshav Ukraine. Why does Rashi have to say this whole business of Nechus of Gavayna, etc., 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 etc.? That's a big problem. So what you have to say is that Me'achshav also doesn't mean I'm in Kayna. What does Me'achshav mean, by the way? Me'achshav means I was making you the chametz now. Kiv shutai. As they state in the Ramban in the back, the Ramban in the back, the Muhammad says, Me'achshav means I made your kinyan. I gave you the chametz now. Build tonight. They won't pay you afterwards. Is that how they learn Me'achshav? What's Me'achshav mean? I made it. I gave it to you now. With the tonight. The Ramban in the back, Muhammad says the first. I gave you the chametz. You're kinyan with Mashiach, and the chametz becomes yours. And can you ever bring me a ride that can't be the pshat? Can you ever bring me a ride? I mean, Me'achshav doesn't mean that I gave you the chametz today with a kinyan, with a mashicha, but it's tonight that if you pay back tomorrow, it's a bottle. Regular mechira tonight. What? What? It's not fair. I said, maybe, who said it's not fair? It's a regular kinyan with a tonight. That's not called a raya. I'm coming to explain. Give me a raya. I'm missing a raya from the Gemara that's not what Me'achshav means. Bring me a raya. I'll teach you how to learn a piece of Gemara. The Gemara answers the third Ukimta, not the Mafreya, not the Tez Machayev Kayna Mashkin, he said Me'achshav. Said the Rambam, Me'achshav means, I gave you the chametz now, you made a kinyan on it, but tonight, you won't pay him tomorrow, but you were kind of, bring me a raya, that's not the pshat, shtak a raya. Very good, excellent. The Gemara says, Minot Tamer, how do you know? What do you mean, Minot Tamer, how do you know what? How do you know the Me'achshav works? I don't see you. If I give a guy chametz and I make it tonight, I'm giving you the chametz from now on. And I make good tonight, so I'm saying, what's a benot tamer? Right, you don't know that. Benot tamer? How do you know my actual works? Am I being a raisa that my actual works? If it means that I gave you the chametz and I made a kinyan on it, there's nothing wrong. He wants to bring out a raisa to go prove to me that it works? Obviously. Rashi learned that my actual over here is not a kinyan. What's my actual doing over here? My actual is doing, I'm saying something very vague and don't get angry at me. My actual is doing something along the lines of Achayv Kohen Mashkin. That means, even though we hold that a goy can't be kinyan mashkin, but me'achshav, if the guy specifically says mefurash, I'm giving you rights in the zach now, even a goy could have that. And me'achshav didn't make a kinyan now, but tonight you're going to pay money tomorrow. Don't pay money tomorrow. Me'achshav means I gave you whatever bachayev kinyan mashkin means. I gave you rights in the zach to make a collection. Me'achshav, you can already hold it now for the collection. You already just said you can hold it now for the collection, but I didn't make it yours, and therefore all the Me'achshav accomplishes only one thing. What does it accomplish? All it accomplishes that it's not called Mechusa Gavayna, because it's already called Etzloy Nelson. And then Rava's Moedit Habaya, because that was the whole reason why Rava da Argin Habaya, because it wasn't a Gavayna yet. And who told Rashi all this weird pshatim? The Gemara. The Gemara answered Hirinoi. Gemara says he gave it to him. And Rashi followed in the footsteps of the Gemara. I want to tell you more to Gezach. They'll appreciate this. When the Gemara says the Teretz of Me'achshav, the Gemara doesn't say Elo. Gemara says Bachayev Kayna Mashkin. I say Bachayev Gazach. Yeah. The Gemara says Bachayev Kayna Mashkin. Right. And then what does the Gemara say? Ha'amri and Nochem Yisrael Erkani. Play Kasha. Hold on. What's hold on? Ella. The Gemara says it. Ella. We're talking about it's not a new teretz. It's not a new teretz. It's another way of Mechusa Gavayna. Okay. So that trick didn't work. We'll move over to a different trick of how to make it not Mechusa Gavayna. Gemara says Ella. Whole new Kimta. We're talking about a whole new case. Gemara says Ella. Teretz on the Kasha. We're leaving behind the Teretz of Hirino. I proved that Bachayev Kayna Mashkin according to Rashi means he did a Gvi afterwards. I proved that. Top Rashi. So the Marsha said, oh, okay. So we'll walk, we're leaving the Pshat of Hirino, moving over to the Pshat where the guy made a Kenyan. I'm saying to the Yukon, why doesn't say Ella? I'm saying, what's the Minotemra? The Tayyip says the Me'achshav is just another way of getting me the same results of Bachoyev Koyin Amashkin, which is some sort of vague front. I'm leaving it vague because it's not clear. It's some sort of way of getting episode hold on the object that is not called Mechusa Gavain anymore and it's Nelson Etzloy. The minute that it's Nelson Etzloy and it's already by me, then Rav agrees to Abaya that I'm afraid of Goyvin. At the end of the day, the reason why it's called a Malvez is because I'm afraid of Goyvin, like Rashi says in the Mishnah, that's Cheetahs. Rashi, Tosis argues, by the way. Tosis argues. Tosis holds it when the Gemara says Bachoyev Koyin Amashkin. It means Bachoyev Koyin Amashkin. It doesn't have to be talking about the guy with Koyin afterwards. Tonight, Mr. Sherman, we will have the regular Shmuz. I'm not sure about what yet. After the night, sir. Hold on a second. One second. Hold on. We have an important announcement. Okay? Yeah, anybody who wants it, everybody wants. It's a place on fire. Everybody wants a chavrusa for Fridays. We're doing a lot of bachurim. Well, with eating a lot of bachurim, you can check off the box which one you want. Please come over to Rabbi's Hertzberg, Rabbi's Hershoff. Thank you.